Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. It is happy birthday, Behind the Black. 14 years of Bob's careful remarks about commercial space, the rise of, and big space, the retreat of. We begin with commercial space because that defines Elon Musk and SpaceX and Starlink's and all of the enterprises that follow. Bob, a very good evening to you. After 14 years, We are rewarded with these myriad stories about SpaceX. What trouble have they gotten into now, Bob? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, Elon Musk has made it pretty clear he's not a supporter of the Democrats and Joe Biden. And so since he's made that clear about a year and a half ago, the administrative state in Washington has been after him and got a nice business there. Shame if something happened to it. And so I had three stories on Behind the Black this weekend outlining new efforts by that administrative state to squelch the achievements of SpaceX. First, the FAA, two stories of the FAA. First, they've decided to investigate, and that should be in quotes, investigate the SpaceX launch failure, the very rare launch failure that occurred late last week during a Starlink satellite launch by a Falcon 9 upper stage. This was after like 355 consecutive successful launches, and they had a problem with the upper stage, so it worked the first from the first burn, but when there was a leak, and the second time it ignited, it set up an explosion. And so the FAA says it's going to investigate this, and SpaceX is now grounded. They can't launch anything until the FAA says it's okay. This is, of course, absurd for a number of reasons. One, there's nobody at the FAA, anywhere in the FAA, who has the qualifications to investigate this. They're going to hang over SpaceX as it does its investigation, do some kibitzing, and then when SpaceX is done, they will then sit down and retype the investigation and claim they've done it. And they might delay SpaceX's later launches this year as they do the retyping. It also, the question you raised, John, is why has the FAA made no demands on Boeing and its Starliner capsule? Because that Starliner capsule has thrust issues, which means it might not come down to Earth where it's supposed to. That's a safety issue to the public. That's the FAA's statutory authority. But they have not done any investigations of Boeing at any time during any of its missions. And a similar thing with SLS and Orion. Orion came down and had very serious heat shield problems as it came down. I don't hear the FAA investigating this. So that's one story, and this could very well slow SpaceX down. And then we go to Boca Chica. The FAA is apparently starting a new environmental impact assessment for Boca Chica. SpaceX has applied to have more launches than the original environmental assessment that was released 2 years ago. That assessment limited SpaceX to only about, I think, 9 launches a year. SpaceX is now requesting the right to do 25 launches in a year and have landings of both Starship and Super Heavy at Boca Chica for those launches. And so the FAA has now opened up an environmental impact assessment. It's going to hold public meetings over the next few weeks. This once again raises the question of whether or not SpaceX can get anything accomplished where the government is micromanaging everything it wants to do. The environmental law that established impact statements was never intended to give the government the right to micromanage every single change in operations of a company. You're supposed to do an impact statement at the start of operations, and once it's approved, you then go on and do operations. But that's not the case here. And then the third story has to do with Elon Musk, European Union, and his ownership of X, formerly Twitter. It appears that the European Union has decided that X is breaking a lot of its digital, its, what is the law called? It's called its Digital Services Act. So they claim that the SpaceX is in violation of this. Musk responded let me quote, "The European Commission offered X an illegal secret deal. If we quietly censored speech without telling anyone, they would not fine us. The other platforms accepted that deal. X did not." And so they now came out and saying that X is violating the situation. This is the administrative state once again going after Musk because Musk doesn't kowtow to them. He does not bow to them or lick their boots. He's a free person who's going to allow freedom of speech on X. And they don't like that. And this applies to why the FAA and the Biden administration think is coming down on SpaceX as well.
Detail bomb. The failure on the Falcon 9 was second stage, right?
Yes.
That's like in the sky, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. This made orbit, but it didn't make the correct orbit. So when they deployed some satellites, those satellites were too low, and they it's a failed mission.
Did anything come back to Earth?
Oh, yeah, the first stage functioned perfectly.
Right.
It came back and landed on the drone ship. So there was no danger from safety from that. However, if a first stage you're right, John. There's no real justification for this investigation because it's in orbit. It's not. There was no safety to the ground.
Bob, does the FAA, even the United States, have authority in space?
Not real. Not supposed to. This is mission creep, John. This is mission creep. It's very clearly that they're only supposed to be regulating range launch situations. Make sure the range, there's no conflicts. Make sure there's no boats in the way. Make sure rockets don't land on the habited areas. But they're not really supposed to be regulating what goes on in orbit. You know, both the FAA and the National Safety Board, as well as the FCC, is all trying to grab control and regulatory authority. They don't have the authority.
I understand what they're doing, Bob. I do.
Yeah.
I just was puzzled by the illogic of it. And we'll return to this another day.
Oh, we will.
second stage failure, FAA. Very strange. All right. We have stories that are positive. Spanish rocket startup. What is it?
This is PLD. I've talked about it before. They have already done a suborbital launch. They're a test launch. They're building a rocket they called Mayura. I might be mispronouncing that. Mayura 5. And they have obtained a $34 million bank loan as in addition to significant other funding, $164 million that has been raised, investment capital. And that money, this $34 million loan, is going to be used to build the Mayura 5 orbital rocket. This is an orbital rocket. This is to compete. This is to be, you know, one of the new startups to try to put satellites into orbit. It's an interesting thing. They got a loan. That's an unusual way to do this kind of stuff. Usually you get investment capital. Banks don't normally give loans to risky startups like this. But apparently in Spain, this bank did, and it appears that it could very well be that the loan might have been, there might have been some pressure from the Spanish government. I wonder, because the Spanish government has been one of the capital investments in this company, and so they might want to have help that company as much as they can. Either way, this is one more rocket startup getting money to do stuff, John.
Europe's Themis reusable stage. That sounds like a positive. Is this by Europe, you mean ESA?
Yes. This is the European Space Agency. This is the government-run arm of the European Space Agency. And this is an example. And they're tied with a private company, Ariane Group, which is a partnership of Airbus and Safran. And it's with the French Space Agency, CNSES, to build this. Basically, it's like Grasshopper, SpaceX's test vehicle that flew more than a decade ago. It's supposed to demonstrate vertical landing and takeoff. And they've been talking about building this now since 2018. There's now been more delays. They will not do the first hops of this reusable first prototype stage until 25. They were originally going to do it in 22 and then 23 and then 24, and now it's 25. And the head of Ariane Space has made it very clear he doesn't like reusability, never has. It's one of the reasons Ariane Space is slowly fading away. But the head of Ariane Space says he does not expect this stage to become operational until the 30s. By that point, there'll be about a dozen private companies in Europe and the rest of the world that'll be flying reusable rockets all the time. And this would be a joke, but that's the European Space Agency.
Detail, Bob, I don't know whether this inquiry comes to anything, Is reusability a hard engineering concept or something that you can take out of a textbook and just spend money to do?
In 2011 to 15, it was a very difficult task. No one had ever done it before, and SpaceX was trying to. SpaceX did it and has been doing it now for almost a decade. Now, that's proprietary knowledge that SpaceX has. That information does get around, and some people figure it out. But the key is that since you know someone's done it, it makes the task easier because you're not challenged with an unknown. You know it can be done. But it isn't simple technology. You've got to learn how to do it because you can't just steal the material unless you're China. You can't just steal the material from SpaceX. So you got to figure it out on your own. And so that makes it somewhat challenging. But it isn't the worst of rocket science. You know, this is something that now is proven and can be done. And numerous companies and governments now have actually done hop tests. So for Europe to have to take so long for this just speaks very poorly of Europe.
All right, the Three Stooges have been caught in Baikonur. What is the background of this?
There has been a thing on social media by various TikTok and YouTube and they call themselves influencers, people who like to make money doing videos. There's been a thing to go to Russia and sneak onto its various abandoned sites and take videos. And there have been a few of those that were published, and so now it's a thing, and they try to do it. And so last week, Russia arrested three Europeans, two Dutch and one Belgian, for trying to sneak onto Baikonur in Kazakhstan illegally. And this is the second time this year this has happened. It's the third time since 22 that Russia's caught Europeans attempting to sneak into the spaceport illegally. And in June, one of the trespassers died from dehydration because this is desert country in a sense. But this is what's going on. Everyone wants to take videos of abandoned buildings in Baikonur, and they're trying to sneak on to do it. The Russians have very clearly have tightened their security, so they're catching these people now.
The Russians. This is Kazakhstan, but it's the Russians who have security for their Roscosmos station. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's true. There's more to it than that. It's complicated. One of the problems that Russia has created for itself is it does not, neither Russia nor Kazakhstan allows for any kind of tourism of any practicality. People have to sneak in. If they allowed tours and they made them affordable for the general public, it would reduce the need for this kind of stuff, and they'd actually have a manageable project they can make money on. But they don't do it, and so they instead have to arrest people.
So we just say, we change the signs at Spaceport USA. What is that, in New Mexico, the one that Virgin Galactic abandoned? We put up a sign saying
Spaceport America, yeah.
We put up a sign saying Baikonur West and then sell tickets.
Baikonur has launches, so there's no reason why they cannot make money on it. ISRO's been very smart about this. They set up a gigantic stadium stands, and they sell tickets for every single launch, and they fill the stands, and the public is thrilled, and it's great. They make money. Russia doesn't do that.
And, SpaceX wants a strip mall and an office building, and eventually they'll build condos around the launch site, the way they build them around golf courses.
Yep. That's SpaceX is doing it. They recognize the money to be made, and why not make it?
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's happy birthday, Behind the Black, 14 years of watching SpaceX make ironic remarks on X. We're going exploring next. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Madden.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.